a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good morning. I want to call to order the Senate and Health and Human Services Committee. I want to welcome our home listeners on that, and I'd ask to call for roll, please.
Bradford?
Here.
Holine? Krebs?
Here.
Rave? Schleckaway?
Here.
Krause?
Here.
Hunhoff?
Here. We have a quorum present. The pages, if you'd like to come up to the microphone this morning, last time for this committee, to introduce yourself, say where you're from, and if you have any future plans. Be sure you turn on the green button.
I'm Raquel Hohn. I'm a senior here in Pierre, and I'm going to USD next year for physical therapy.
I'm Emily Sumler, and I'm from Ipswich, and next year I'm going to USD to major in journalism.
Thank you. With that, I would entertain a motion for the minutes, please.
Second.
Moved by Senator Schleckaway, second by Senator Krause. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. With that, I'm going to hand the gavel over to Senator Krause for continued hearing on this bill.
Good morning. Good morning. We have before us House Bill 1185 to regulate persons offering speech-language pathology to the public, and the chair is open for action on this bill.
Madam Chair, I'm going to remain in my seat. This is Senator Jean Hunhoff from Yankton, and I'm going to ask to table House Bill 1185. As you remember in the debate that we had, there certainly was a comprehensive speech-language pathology bill that was brought before us. It did pass through the House unopposed, but as it passed over to the Senate, more and more individuals became interested. I think what we're seeing is this group does require and does want licensure. However, with speech-language pathologists, you really have two groups, some that are operating in education and some that are operating in healthcare. And I think there were some concerns between the two groups as what was encompassing in this bill. They tried to work out some of their differences, but in the end, they still were not in agreeable to the bill. They have all agreed to the parties that they would meet over the summer, realign what they needed to see in the bill, come to a consensus, and that they would come back here in January. One of the concerns that is out there comes from Mitchell Votek because they have started a program which is an associate program for a speech language pathologist associate. Those people will be graduating next year in 2012 in May, and as part of that they're going to need supervision, and that usually comes under a licensed individual, but there are no rules or regs to provide for that supervision. So in essence, this bill is important, and so we would need to act on that. And again, I think everyone would come together. I've talked to all parties involved, and they are agreeable to that. So with that, then, as I said, I would move to table House Bill 1185.
Thank you, Senator Hunhoff. The chair is open to a second for tabling.
Second.
Senator Holine has seconded the motion. We have before us a motion to table House Bill 1185. Are there any comments? Oh, sorry, no discussion on a table. The secretary will call the roll.
Bradford?
Aye.
Holine?
Aye.
Krebs?
Aye.
Rave? Schleckaway?
Aye.
Krause?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
House Bill 1185 is tabled. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Krause. Well, with that, committee members, we have concluded our year of activities. I want to thank all of you. Certainly want to appreciate, this is my first time in coming back to chair committee, so certainly been a great opportunity. I have appreciated the commitment and the cooperation, and also hearing process in that you were well prepared and had good dialogue, good debate in the end, and we were able to act on our bills. Also, I want to thank the staffers that have been assigned to us, and I have two presents.
Oh, thank you so much. How was it?
happy with that. Those of us who are chairs and other things.
Well, actually,
set the bar way too high.
Well, in keeping with tradition, I look at South Dakota made products, and this is from the Hebda Farms in Yankton, and the owner is an RN that works for me as a casual nurse, and I thought a taste of southeastern South Dakota, and with that, we want to say thank you, and please give me a help me give a round of applause to these individuals for their assistance. Any other comments from the committee?
Madam Chair.
Senator Kretz.
Thank you for your leadership and guidance and efficiencies and fairness. And it's wonderful to have somebody at the helm of the health committee that is directly involved with the health industry, healthcare industry. It's important that somebody that recognizes the needs on both sides as patients, as providers, nursing home facilities. You understand it all, and we value your input. And thank you, Senator Hunhoff, for that.
Thank you. I want to thank our pages. You are always, I know you're taking the credit for all of those that preceded you here today. Always very appreciative. You make a difference for us and important. And thanks to the interns that are here, because you certainly provide the committee members with the necessary resources and information that we need. Well, with that, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
Moved by Senator Krause, second by Senator Holeen. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Thank you.